Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're talking about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and you can get this book yourself. Go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and there'll be a link there for you to get the book and read it yourself and see. But it's just so amazing how in line with what exactly is happening, not just in America. America's like, I think it's done already. I think we're organized.
I think we're finished.
Yeah, or at least organized and definitely polarized. And so there's actually tactics. There's one particular chapter called Tactics in the book. And so I want to break these tactics down. We'll begin them today. We'll probably finish them up tomorrow. But just to get a biblical perspective. So when you see this tactic being used, you want to make sure that, okay, is this organization organizing based on Lucifer tips, or is this a godly thing that's going on? Mm-hmm. And I do think it's good for the church to be, if we're walking with Jesus Christ in the midst of a dark world with thick darkness over people, with darkness cover the earth, you are polarized. Finally, you're polarized. We're supposed to be in it, but not of it. They're supposed to look at our lives and see that we're different. Mm-hmm. We've been so integrated in regards to that people don't even, where's the church? Mm-hmm. Some people that call themselves Christians, you get arrested and they'll have to let you go because when they got there and the jury sees the evidence, they'll find out I have to let them go on a lack of evidence.
All right.
I don't see any fruit in their lives. I'm trying to find something. We did find a Bible, but it was up under something and it had like 2 inches of dust on it and it had some great grandmother's name. I don't know. Maybe their grandmother was, but we're not sure yet. We cannot attach this Bible to them because we noticed they had no fingerprints on any of the pages in there because based, I guess, on the society, 81% don't even touch it. So what are the tactics? These are the tactics that are being used to organize based on Saul Alinsky. And the first tactic talked about is we're trying to understand organizing and how it works according to Saul Alinsky and what we're seeing take place even in America and the world today. He says the first tactic is the power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. The power, this is one of the tactics, the power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? That means they're going to say, people are going to say anything. And you're seeing people today, you're like, oh, wow, you're using the first tactic of Saul Alinsky, because that's not true what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But they're going, so that's how you organize. You mm-hmm. organize by just making it look like, I don't know, well, I guess you would call that lying, right?
Right.
But then you just like, you bluff, you look at somebody and they confront you and just go, what?
Works. <for me>.
And so that's so important. So the first tactic, and we're going to break these down and fill a biblical viewpoint because we want to be able to love the organizer. We want to be able to love, understand what's going on, and don't be so upset when you're being polarized because you're just being organized. And understand it's for us to act like a Christian, no matter whether we're north and south or east and west, no matter what side people put us on. It's not supposed to change our fruit and how we react to people. You know, we don't change if all of a sudden our government format changes. We're still supposed to walk with God, no matter what. We're not of this world, you know, in the context of that. But so the first tactic he talks about in Saul Alinsky's book is the power. Power is not only what you have, but what people think you have. So what is a biblical viewpoint of that? First of all, 2 Corinthians 11, 14 through 16 lets us know about tips from Lucifer. He tells us very specifically, he says, Satan himself, this is a light viewpoint of that dark view in the context of organizing for their own reasons. Satan himself, Lucifer himself, masquerades as an angel of light. Mm. What does that mean? Just because somebody's doing something good, and it looks like it's good for somebody, maybe a social justice movement, for example, or open society, that's not how you know whether it's of God or not. Because Satan, Lucifer, masquerades as an angel of light. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on to say, he's talking about 2 Corinthians 11, 14 through 16, it is no surprise then if his servants, in other words, people that are held captive by him that does his will, right? Mm-hmm. then it is no surprise then that his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. This is so important because so many people think, well, that has to be God because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're putting a Band-Aid on the kids' feet. They're bringing food in. They're bringing aid, or they're thinking about how to make sure there's insurance, medical coverage for everybody. I mean, how could that not be good? That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're actually polarizing a people to be able to end up putting communism or Marxism or a dictator over them to bring them out of their relationship and their dependency on God.
Mm-hmm.
And so Satan, Lucifer, who rules of radicals, front cover, mentions, basically dedicates, I would say.
Yeah.
The first community organizer being Lucifer, by the way, that's what he's saying. So we have to understand that there are some community organizing that's done really well and done some great things. We've already talked about that. I'm not going to waste too much time talking about that. But so Satan himself, Lucifer himself, masquerades as an angel of light. So it's no surprise then, Paul says, that his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. So if somebody's doing something good, don't tell them to stop doing something good. If somebody's trying to get health care for every human being on the face of the earth, or health care for everybody in your nation, your country, for America, for example, don't stand up on a platform and say, this is not right. I mean, you can't say that, because if somebody's going to help somebody, that's good. But you can say, what's your motives? You know, why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is the reason why you're doing this? But if it's a Christian, if you're going to stand up and say, she should not get health care, it's like, really?
Right.
Are you serious? You know, maybe God's doing by force what the church refused to do by choice.
Wow.
You never know, because...
Think about that.
Yeah, read about it. So Luke 21:8 also reminds you of getting a biblical perspective of what the first particular tactic is power is not only what you have, but what people think you have. Remember, if Satan is masquerading as angel of light, he's causing people to think that he is the light, that he's right, and his servants are right, and the people that are doing his work are righteous. But they're not, but they're acting like it. But he says this, their end will be what their actions deserve. So realize, if you partner with people that you just, because they're good, but they're doing something good, and if it's a social justice movement type concept, and you did not understand you're partnering with somebody who's masquerading as light, but they actually were taking tips from Lucifer, your end's going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
In Luke 21:8, getting another biblical perspective is, when Jesus is talking, he says, watch out that you are not deceived. Watch out that you are not deceived. That is so important, because Lucifer, Satan, one of his attributes and what he does, he's the deceiver. And deception is what you think you're doing is right. Deception is a very, very scary thing, because the longer you're deceived, as John Bevere writes in his book, The Fear of the Lord, I think he does it really well, the longer you're deceived, the thicker the veil gets over your eyes, the harder it is for you to actually see that you're deceived.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you need folks in your life that speak truth in your life. You're thinking you're doing it on your own, but if you don't have folks in your life and you're just living your life kind of out in front of people, then you could be turned off course and you could be deceived. And even Jesus, and if Jesus wouldn't have said, watch out in Luke 21:8, watch out that you're not deceived unless you can be deceived.
Right.
People say, you couldn't be deceived. It's like, Jesus said, watch out so you're not deceived. Paul said, Lucifer marches around, masquerades around as an angel of light. And what was the first tactic? And we're going to go over the rest of the tactics probably tomorrow in the first hour. You got to be able to catch it. We want to be able to understand this. No, don't stop. When people want to do something good, don't stand up as a Christian and say, stop this. You got to say, wow, that is wonderful that you want to help people out. Can I ask you a question? Why? Why do you want to do this? Because maybe we can do this together. And then you go, oh, your motive is to polarize us and divide us. And this is what he says in Solinsky. Solinsky says in his book, he says, be ready to adjust, because they might buy in and start going in the direction you're going, and it messes up your polarization. Then you have to polarize them again. In other words, if people start doing something good, join in and do something good for people. Don't sit there and say it's bad. That looks terrible when the light's standing up and saying that we aren't going to take care of people and we're not going to help somebody who needs surgery. That's not a God thing. God says to take care of those. We got to figure out what is a light perspective of what's going on. Listen, it's looking like, and we're going to talk more about more of these tactics tomorrow. Make sure you catch it. and you're listening to a VFN radio in the context of, is America being organized? Is the world being organized? And if so, how do we as Christians respond to that? Listen, in this life, we're going to have troubles, but cheer up. Our God, Jesus Christ, has overcome this life. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. Just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.